Welcome to today's session. Let's get started. Please close your eyes and get comfortable. Let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. Let your rhythm slow down. Interrupt what your brain has been doing with your life and your body all day. Pay attention to how this breath feels coming into your body. And going out. Please decide that during our time together today, you are willing to release and shed tension that you've picked up today or the last few days. And also that during this time, you are willing to get rid of the energies of other people that you may have picked up today or recently. Begin sending cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. And inhaling the energy of the earth into your body as you breathe in. Welcoming the energy of the earth, thanking the earth for always being available. Realizing that when you are tense or indecisive, when you are confused or feel between a rock and a hard place, getting grounded will help. When you are afraid or not sure what may happen next, getting grounded will help. So decide that right now, in this moment, everything's fine and you are safe. Please decide that you are willing to relax, to receive energy work tonight, as well as to allow the vibration of the channel's voice to affect you in positive ways. You have to decide that you are willing to do so in order for anything to happen. Now invite your spirit guidance team in, even if you don't know who they are or haven't worked with them before or don't know how they might help you. They're always trying to help you if you are open and willing. Decide that you're willing to receive a benefit from their support. They don't tell you what you should do, they tell you what you could do and tell you how to help yourself. They don't tell you what you will do, but they do sometimes give you hints that you could choose. And they only ever suggest things that are helpful to you. This is their commitment to you. So thank them in advance for all they do and let them know you're willing to receive benefit from their support tonight as well as going forward. Every single human has at least one guide. Imagine a world in which everybody knew he or she was not alone. Help create that world by realizing this in your day-to-day life. When you know this, you're more inclined to give everybody the benefit of the doubt that they are in your life to help you, or at least not to harm you, even if your brain suspects that they might be there to hurt you. Really, people aren't. So realize that your body is also constantly manifesting for you. Your body is supportive. The earth, your guides, your body. It's always showing you how your ideas and attitudes and beliefs are going. So thank your body and let it know that you're willing to see it as an ally. Continue during this entire call to breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Follow this breath all the way up to the top of your crown, all the way through your body, deciding that in this moment, here together, everything is fine and that you are safe and that you are supported. As you breathe the energy fully up in your body, bring it up, the Earth's energy, up to your fourth chakra, your heart center. We're going to open that again today. We want you to get practice at opening this every day. On your exhales, you gently allow the fourth chakra to open. You breathe in from below on your inhales, and then you breathe out through your fourth chakra, gently opening the center of your chest. Decide that you are willing to feel all that you feel. Decide that you are safe enough to relax in order to feel. Decide that you no longer need protection from your own emotions or thoughts or those of others. Continue this process, breathing this energy up from below and then out through your fourth chakra, being very aware of what it feels like in your body, and if there is tension, or if you are able to relax just a little more every few exhales. To do this effectively, you must know that you are safe. So decide once again that in this moment you are safe, everything is fine, and you are supported by life, your guides, the earth, and your body. Please decide that you are willing to see all that comes to you in your life as helpful because it shows you something you're vibrating. All outward manifestations, outward events, are manifestations of what you are vibrating. We explain this to you in the hopes that you will decide to take responsibility for creating what you've experienced. But just realize that every single thing in your life today and has always been there, anything that has ever been there, is in fact a manifestation of what you are vibrating. Decide it's there for a good reason. Decide you're willing to own what you've created. And you're willing to do so without judgment, criticism, or fear. Don't think that because you've created something painful that you deserve judgment. This is not how it works. Relaxing open that fourth chakra just a little more. Decide that you are safe. Decide that it is okay to relax. On every exhale, you're gently allowing energy to emanate from your fourth chakra. We want you to do this on a daily basis. At first, when you do it and it first begins to work, you may be surprised and the world may seem as new. As you get used to it, you'll still have bad days, you'll still have moods. You'll still have some moments of being frustrated or confused or cantankerous or resistant to what is in your life and what is on your plate. But doing this creates a better baseline for your life. Those days become less frequent. They become hours, and then they become minutes, and they become periodic instead of consistent. Decide now that you are willing to create a world in which the heart is vibrated open. Decide you are willing to carry an open heart into the world around you, and that you do not need protection from yourself or anybody. Commit to vibrating your heart open on a periodic, on a regular basis. Now, we're going to ask your permission to do energy work. If you say yes, please, silently in your mind, we're going to begin breathing a frequency over there. Tonight we waited. We usually do that much earlier in the call. But tonight we waited so you could have this experience of doing this by yourself, practicing opening this way, and seeing what it's like over a few minute process to relax incrementally into it. We always want you to be this relaxed and open. So that when we say, please give us permission if you are interested in receiving energy work, that when you open, you are actually open and you can really receive all that is trying to come through to you, all that is pointed in your direction. So if you have said yes, please, then we're going to begin sending energy over to you now. Decide once again that in this moment you are safe and everything is fine and that you are supported. And decide that all the stress and tension that you may have picked up today or the last few days, you may have generated recently or today, decide you cannot possibly use this stress and tension to tell you who you are going forward. Send these energies down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. Now decide that all energies from other people, their emotions, their reactions, their words and thoughts, their ruminations, their confusions, their rage, their depression, their grief, whatever it is, expectations, requirements, demands, everything that you have picked up from other people today or in other days, decide you cannot possibly use the energies of others, even those to whom you are happily connected. Send those down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these excess energies you can no longer use. Decide you have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you when appropriate. And decide that you alone define who you are. I alone define who I am. And decide that you are willing to feel all that you can or are capable of feeling. Continuing to breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body from your bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, and then out through your heart chakra, relax that heart open even more because look, it is true that you are safe. It is still true. Minutes have passed. Look at that. You're still safe. It's still safe to open. You're still supported. Consider what in your life you consider relaxing. And be honest if it's a diversion of mind or if it is truly relaxing. Be honest. Sometimes people who are caught in the rhythms of mind, it's nothing wrong with this unless you are stuck there, but being occupied by the mind in work and in personal life, and then trying to relieve stress by adding another mental diversion. And it doesn't work, it's not true relaxation. So while your mind is important to listen to, please decide right now that you are willing to listen to the messages of your body and you are willing to listen to your intuition on a regular basis. Decide that all debris that may have come loose up to this point, you can get rid of it, send it down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving those extra energies. Decide that you are willing to see yourself as a work in progress. You are willing to cease judging your choices, past and present. You are willing to see yourself with compassion at all times. Decide, please, that you are willing to live with what vibrates as true for you and align with it. What truly feels right to you and align with it. Decide you are willing to see through the confusion, and deceptions of mind, where the mind wants you to want something, but it doesn't feel right. Decide you're willing to see through this. And decide that you are willing to surrender to what is in your highest good. And now leave the cords into the earth where they are, and open your crown, the top of your head. Breathe in through that chakra, down to your heart, and again, keep your heart open. And every inhale is from above, and then every exhale opens your heart again. This is a very different quality of energy. Notice how different it is. It's lighter, it's quicker, maybe easier to do. Easier to recognize as spiritually important, something like this. And now breathe in from both sources simultaneously, above and below. Open all of them together, three below and the one above. Breathe that energy into the center of your heart, have it meet in the middle of your field, and out through your heart, knowing that you are a column that aligns heaven and earth, and that as a divine being living a physical world, you are actually a being connecting heaven and earth, the divine and the manifest. Spiritual and the manifest, the numinous and the everyday. This is you, if you choose to see yourself in more than your linear logical mind would have you do. Breathing in from each source simultaneously, you're a column aligned between heaven and earth, out through your fourth chakra, relaxing that fourth chakra, deciding once again that you are safe and that everything's fine. Realize that right now you are feeding yourself love. You are generating love in your field, and this is the cure to whatever ails you. Decide that you are willing to explore this on a daily basis. You're willing to play with this. It doesn't even have to be a formal meditative situation. You can do it at any time, but if you really get into it, you shouldn't be driving or something like this. But to have your heart open at all times is important. We want you to learn how to do this, to be willing to explore this. It will make life better in every way, on all levels. Continue breathing in from above and below, and then out through your fourth chakra. Now begin sending this energy out from your fourth chakra to wrap around you. Instead of just emanating a field, bring out a cord and have it wrap around you, wrap all the way around you, whatever direction it wants to. Relaxing even more, opening that fourth chakra even more, willing it open, willing yourself to relax it open because you're safe and everything's fine and you are supported. You do not need protection from yourself or others. Decide that you are willing to pursue avenues and opportunities that open you, that make you open, that invite you to open. You will say yes please to these things and say no thank you to everything that makes you closed. There will be things at times which make you a little afraid, or a lot afraid, but that you feel open you, and these are growth opportunities. Yes, that thing would be hard, but I know I need to do it. It feels right. It feels best. The openness of your heart center can tell you what's good for you. How can I know when I should trust my heart? If you are grounded, your heart will function in a healthy way. Your heart will tell you this is good, that is bad. Or this is for me, that is not for me. We want to get beyond good and bad and just say, does this resonate with me? Is this real for me? Does this serve me in some way? Do I sense that this will serve me, even if it's a little uncomfortable? Or do I sense that this is from an old pattern, or something I've been vibrating but now I'm moving away from, or something that is clearly not for me, but others have perhaps thought is for me? Listening to your heart in this way, listening to your heart, has a simple circuit, either open or closed, opening or closing. This will help you. Continuing to breathe in from above and below, and then out through your fourth chakra. Relax it open even more. Decide that you are safe once again. Decide that everything is fine. Realize that your life will improve the more willing you are and adept you become at opening this fourth chakra and showering yourself with love. When you do that, you embody a loving frequency. The world becomes a better place. You become happier and healthier. You become less stressed, less willing to waste your time on silly diversions that you used to think were important. If it doesn't vibrate as true for you, you're not going to do it. Your heart helps you discern this. This brings us to the end of our time together today. I encourage you to keep doing this. To, as we end our conversation today, our speaking time, that you continue exploring opening this heart, even if it's to the point where you get blissed out and can do nothing else and you feel giggly and warm and open and cuddly, this is good. Get there every day. Thank you for your time and energy and your support. Anything the channel may have loaned to you doing energy work for you, he's going to call back. Anything he may have borrowed from you, he's going to give back to you. And please echo that from your perspective, and then we'll separate our fields, and we'll happily speak to you again tomorrow for day 11. Good night.